Their happiness, singing, and willingness to do favors for the soldiers endeared them to the men of EZ. KP was now a thing of the past. No member of EZ ever peeled a potato after this point, or swept a room, or washed a mess kit, or policed the area. There were always DPs for that, especially as the Americans were so generous in paying. More than a few men took along a combination son and servant. Lutz practically adopted a thin little boy, Muchik, who wore battered shoes much too large. His parents had died in the slave labor camp. Muchik's big dark eyes and bright energetic demeanor were irresistible to Lutz. He got Muchik a uniform of sorts and brought him along for the tour of Germany, teaching him the fundamentals of army profanity as they rode along. As the division history notes, though strict orders were given that no DPs were to be taken along, some of the personnel spoke very broken English, never appeared in formations, and seemed to do a great deal of kitchen police. In short, EZ was about to depart on a tour of Germany that would be first class in every way. Comfortable homes each night, great food and wine, free to take almost whatever they wanted, being driven along an autobahn reserved for them, riding at a leisurely pace on big rubber tires, with wondrous sights to see. The dramatic Alps on one side, the dramatic disintegration of what had been the most feared army in the world on the other, with body servants to care for their every need. Except one. They would have loved to have brought some of the DP girls along, but they did no better with them than they had with the German girls. Like GIs everywhere, they assumed that a D-ration and a couple of Chelseas were the key to any woman's heart, only to be disappointed. The second-generation Czechs and Poles in the company had been especially excited. They spent all their spare time, night and day, using their limited language ability to court the stocky, balloon-chested peasant girls of their father's native lands. But contrary to their expectations, the girls, with their Catholic upbringing and Central European background, were chased. For Webster, the effect of the DP camp was to stir up his hatred of the Germans. Why were these people here? He asked himself about the DPs. They had done nothing, had no politics, committed no crime, possessed nothing. They were there because the Nazis needed their labor. There was Germany and all it stood for, Webster concluded. The Germans had taken these people from their homes and sentenced them to work for life in a factory in the Third Reich. Babies and old women, innocent people, condemned to live in barracks behind barbed wires,